Okay, once again, we're on page, we will be on page, on page 93. Simon Kufnun Ches, Sif Hey. Again, we're talking about Matilos Adayim. So what we've gotten into the last couple of days is an interesting halacha of Matilos Adayim. Again, normally Matilos Adayim we think of bread, which is understandable. But we also learned the halacha of something that's tibul of a mashka, something that is immersed into a liquid. So we discussed Chazal made takana like they did by bread. So you have to wash your hands for tumor reasons. So again, usually we think of this as a fruit or a vegetable. We'll see a meat also we discussed. So yesterday in Hay, we started Hay, but we'll just blitz through the beginning very quickly. So Hay, again, page 93. A person washes for fruit, dry fruit. Right? When we're talking about tibul mashka, we're talking about fruit or vegetable which is dunked into a liquid, and therefore you have to wash for it. But let's say you have a dry apple, not a dry, dry food, or like an apple that is not wet. Maybe I should put it that way. So if you do that, so there's no reason to do it. So if you do it, you're gaser ruach. Again, we discussed that yesterday. And the Ramah says, "Avol shnotal b'taras kiyuv, avol im natlam mishum nikiyos." But the Ramah says that's if you're washing it because of halachic reasons, supposed halachic reasons. You're firmer than everyone else. But if you're doing because of cleanliness reasons, you want to wash your hands before you eat something. Shlavi adam nikiyos mutar. So again, so we saw, so that would be okay because you're not doing it for halachic reasons. You're doing it for cleanliness, so there's nothing wrong with that. Again, we saw the concept of washing before you make a bracha. Washing your hands before you make a bracha. So that would also be okay. Then, the machaber continues. Barso it's sleeve. Let's say you have roasted meat. It's barbecue season here in California. So you have roasted meat. V'yeshmi shenira midvarav. So some say, afal pi shamol tofeach alav, dino keperos. So if there is a juice which is causing it to be wet, it'd have the halachas of peros, and therefore, for meat, you'd have to wash also. Wet meat. So again, the Mishnah Berurah discusses what does this mean? Does it mean its own juice or it means an outside juice? So again, usually we're talking about an outside juice, but again, so you'd have to wash for it. Now you can understand why, because as I mentioned before, some say tibul of amashka also apply to meat. Why? Because we can imagine if meat sometimes would be a korban, and you can't get that tama either. You'd be on a very high level of tara for that. So again, you can have a low level of tumah, like your hands, and then that could cause a problem. So we can understand, excuse me, that Chazal would make a durabon in that case that you got to wash your hands. Again, that is an opinion. but again, some disagree with that. Then the next case is with tashil mechitim. Let's say I have something that's cooked, but it's made out of wheat. Out of a grain, let's say cream of wheat. All right, today's Thursday. The Shir Shoyom, cream of right. So if we're started that business, must have been from, I guess. So, anyways, so vehem neguvim dino keperos. So again, if it's something that's dry. So in other words, let's say cereal. Oh, again, you might get wet with milk. But anyways, so then you don't have to wash for that. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's another reason why you wouldn't wash for these things. Even, let's say cereal is wet, or let's say cream of wheat or something like that. There's another reason many Akron bring down you wouldn't wash for that. And that is because you usually don't touch it with your hands. Use a spoon. Mishpura brings out a spoon, a calf. So therefore, since it would not be the way to eat cereal, you usually eat it with a spoon, or things like cream of wheat, you eat with a spoon. So therefore, Chazal didn't even make a takana in that case. So let's say you do it, so you're kind of different. Let's put it that way. You're unique, as they say. I don't want to say weird, it might hurt the person psychologically. So you're different. So that's the opinion of some Achron, that if you had something like that, which is normally eaten with a utensil, So then you wouldn't have to watch for that. So again, it would have to be specific like this type of case. And once we're talking about that, how about if you have cooked fruit? So then cooked fruit, there might be a liquid in it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a machlokas about that. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says cooked fruit, you should eat with a spoon. So again, you stay away from the whole problem. Okay, let's just look at Yud very quickly. It's a little short halacha. That's page 94, and also it's good to turn a page. You know, it looks like you're accomplishing something. Vav, excuse me, what did I say? Oh, excuse me, Vav. Hashosa, let's say you're drinking water. So do you have to wash for that? I mean, it's wet. It's a conductor of tuma. It's water. Ein tzarich litola afil yado achas. So you don't have to wash your hands, even one hand. Right? You got a cup or a glass, and you. So even that hand, you don't have to wash. So if you think a little bit, you'd figure out why. Based upon what we just said, so Chazal would not have made a takon in that case. Why? Because usually you don't touch this the liquid. Use a cup. So use your lumdisha caps here, right? Put on your lumdisha hats here. So the Mishnah Berurah brings out an interesting case. So based upon that, but the whole idea is Chazal didn't make a takana because normally you drink, you use a cup. So therefore they didn't make a takana, it didn't even begin. So let's say a case like this, let's say you're by a stream and you don't have a cup. So use your hands, you cup your hands together and you drink like that. So when you have to wash. Right, you're touching the water, and your hands are getting wet, making a tumah, and all that, right? So Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't. Why? Because there was never a takana in such a case. There was never a takana by such a case, because normally most people drink water. So therefore, gamkein tzarich netila d'lo tiknu netila shdiya. Chazal never made a takana by such a thing. By such a thing. Always reminds me of a story. It always hit me this story about one of the Kalina Rebbes. I think one of the first Kalina Rebbes. So he was coming on a ship somewhere, and from somewhere, and he was thirsty. So the Hasidim wanted to give him something to drink, but he would have to drink it like that in his hand. So he wouldn't do it. The father wasn't like Kabbalah. It wasn't proper etiquette to do it. So you know, only a Chassid would do this. I shouldn't say that. So one of the Hasidim had like a melon. And so he cut up the melon and hewed it out and used that as a cup. Okay? A little lumdus there. Okay, so but then anyways, that's an interesting case. Okay, so next week I'll tease you a little. Let's say you washed for something that's tibula mamashka, right? And then you decided to eat bread. You have to wash. You washed already. Okay, you're going to have to wait for that. Wait for Shabbos, huh? Cruel person.